You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world.
Change the world. You can do it.
You can do it.
The time is now. Time is now. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
As always, talk about changing the world. If there isn't something that changes the world like art, or if art doesn't get changed by what's going on in the world or our lives, then I can't think of anything else that has that direct correlation. And I think it's a beautiful world if we look at the art of our current guest or our tonight's guest, who makes some beautiful, beautiful art. And I'd like to think that that is a direction that the world is going into, that kind of beauty. You're going to want to hear our guest tonight, Rob Buchholz. And actually, after that great interview, we've got a musical guest tonight. And this is the first time we've done this. And so I'm really excited about how this is all going to play out. And it's interesting, the art thing. I'm so glad that we've got an artist on the show who this is his mission in life. This is this job that he does, the work that he does, the passion that he has for it. You're going to hear it in just a couple of minutes. And I didn't realize how important art was to me personally until I was in college. And I went to UC San Diego, which was known for its unique and avant-garde or modern or whatever you want to call it, contemporary art pieces, which were very different than pieces that I had grown up with, being Italian-American and being and having studied Renaissance art and that kind of stuff. So there was a particular piece on campus that was being shown, and I walked all around it, and I stared at it, and I sat and watched it for a while, and I contemplated it, and I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I'd never seen anything quite like it, and I was trying to understand. And I remember going, I won't say where I went, because I don't want to talk about the person. I don't want to give away who this person was, but I ended up talking to somebody off campus about this piece. This person also went to UCSD and could have easily seen this piece because it was in a very prominent place on campus. And we started talking about this piece of art and trying to understand the artist who created it and what they might have been saying, et cetera, et cetera. And about 45 minutes in, I started to get this feeling, or maybe a half hour in, started to get this feeling that this person either didn't know what they were talking about, I didn't agree with them, or quite possibly they had not seen the art piece at all. And finally, I didn't know, it couldn't be that. So I started to say, could you describe to me the top of it? Well, you know, it was kind of, you know, it was almost, and then I said, well, then describe me the bottom. And it was like, well, it was almost, and I said, you have not seen this art piece and you are trying to talk about it as if you had. What an insult to me, but the artist and all of art. And I just went off and all that. And I remember walking out of the room being completely insulted. This is an important conversation we're having about a piece that represents something to somebody and to me and to culture and the world. And here I am getting all hot and excited about it. So obviously I can't wait to bring our guests on where we actually have a conversation about pieces that he's done. And he knows what they mean to him. And I'll tell you what they mean to me, having gotten to see, unfortunately not yet live, but pictures of some of his amazing art. Our artist guest tonight is Rob Buchholz. And he represents Robert James, his company, and the art that he does when we come back here on Life Changes right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and I am cooling off a little bit now. I had no idea I was going to get that emotional about, and this is why this is important. I'm glad we have our artist friend, Rob Buchholz, on the show. He comes from a very interesting background. Actually, I'm going to let him share about that a little later. I think that will be great coming from him. But I will say that he attended the California State University, Chico, where he earned his bachelor's degree in business, which I think is an interesting element to the fact that he is now an artist and a businessman. He has experience in combining his aesthetic vision, cultural knowledge, and craftsmanship to every project he does. He works in the medium of stainless steel, polystyrene, structural concrete, and mosaics. And most of his pieces are really, really big and wonderfully exciting. As a matter of fact, I said they are imagination inspiring. And according to him, in his words, they enrich the world with his view of where pretty meets raw. Meet Rob Buchholz. Thanks for being on the show, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. when I was talking to you just before the show, I like to tell people that my work inspires wonder.
Yes.
Because it's this work that you look at, and it's so big. It's got, you know, your first feelings and instincts, you know, maybe bring you back to your childhood, you know, something that you've seen in sci-fi movies, or, you know, it's a blend of different things. So it really makes you pause and think and really take the piece into your
Rob, I got to jump in and share with you that in a pre-show call and speaking with Filippo earlier today, I'd never heard you give this description.
Hmm.
And I called him, and the way I was describing that was that it brings wonder, that you share wonder, and that it's like when you're a child and you're looking at the world through those eyes, bigger, giant, expressive, that you know, those big glassy eyes of wonder. So
yeah,
that was exactly what I'd share with him. That's exactly what your art does.
Yeah, and seeing the pictures, I could tell that I would love to be standing underneath these pieces because they're experiential. It's not some of the two-dimensional stuff that you see, or even three-dimensional stuff. Most of your stuff is bigger than life, right?
Right. Yeah, no, it's you know, we're working on some small projects right now that are 10 feet tall, but our biggest project is 72 feet.
Wow.
They weigh, you know, the 72-foot one weighs in at 18 tons. So
you're using structural concrete, and you're using, what is that, polystyrene? What is that?
That's what we use to do some of the formwork on some of our fiberglass. And we carve a lot of styrofoam, is the fancy word for it.
Styrofoam. Is that what that is? Yeah. Styrofoam? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, if you went, you got on a spaceship and you flew to some crazy world and you got off and you started looking at the plants and the animals and stuff like that, I think this is the feeling that you get from looking at my projects, is you just stepped off a spaceship and you're looking like at something that's you've never seen before, and you're amazed by it, and you study it and you look at it, and so that's really what I'm trying to get is to bring you into a whole new world, maybe as a hint of your childhood, and then a lot of imagination.
Okay, so why? Because certainly you're an artist. Obviously, you can do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But why does it have to be so big and so wonderful?
I love my scale because it changes a large, large environment. So it even if you're a quarter of a mile away, you're still looking in amazement of how, you know, it blends in with the environment, and so I think the scale of my work is what I really, really love. Even when I'm doing smaller stuff, I really love it, but when I do something big and it changes a piece of earth that's, you know, square mile radius, that's what I really love.
Yeah, smaller stuff. Like
I was
10 feet.
I was introduced to Rob's work before I was introduced to Rob, and that was exactly what it does. You know, everybody knows that feeling when they walk down a downtown street for the first time. You're looking up and your mouth's open and just the enormity and the awe. And yet then you take the color and the creativity and the new shapes and, then, like you said, the imagination of a whole other world. And it's really awe-inspiring.
Yeah, and so how does that make you feel when people go, well, I mean, what do they do? I mean, do they go, wow, or they go,
yeah,
or no, speechless?
That was the hook for me. That's the that's the needle in my vein. It's going to show my work and seeing people just looking up at it, and, you know, having, you know, on social media, you're getting tagged and everybody just loves this project. And the hook for me was showing it to people and having people just freak out and lose their minds looking at it. And I get, you know, people writing me sometimes like, oh, I'm really thinking about putting a tattoo on my body of, you know, Wish, which was one of my really strong pieces. And to have that kind of experience where somebody wants to put a tattoo on their body of my work is, you know, you hit the head. You know, you definitely hit the nail on the head.
Wish is a big word for a piece. What does that look like? What does Wish have in it?
Yeah, Wish is a dandelion project. So dandelions, contemporary, you know, styled out, very imaginative, not an actual duplicate of a dandelion. And 50 feet tall, 18,000 pounds, and it's a dandelion losing its seeds in the wind.
So, oh, wow.
You know, when you're 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, Wish. I get it.
Yeah, so your mom's teaching about dandelion seeds, and you pick one out of the grass, and you blow on it, and you watch all the seeds blow off. So
cool.
So that's one of our really popular projects. So.
Real quickly, what happens to you when you see your piece for the first time before anybody else sees it?
My pieces are really interesting in that we build it in parts and pieces in the shop, and we can't necessarily afford to do a full mock-up at the shop. So
sure.
We usually figure that we all, you know, me and my team, we see it for the first time together out in the field when we're putting it up for the first time, usually at a show or a venue. And it's powerful. It's powerful. You know, for me, I self-fund all my projects. So I save up and I work my butt off all year long to get that money together. And then, you know, you're designing, you're building, and then you start making it, you fabricate it, you do this whole long process. You know, a process of doing a really good project takes you 14 months to build.
Wow.
Wow. So imagine that process and that blood, sweat, tears coming together 14 months to bring it to fruition. So it's powerful. That's... I don't know if you could compare it to childbirth. I'm not a father, but for me, I'm birthing a child.
How much does the vision evolve from the concept? Is it alive and organic, or are you pretty true to the initial inspiration and staying the course and building what you originally inspire?
That's a lesson that I learned early on in my career. You know, if you go through and change that and keep making little changes and say, oh, well, I can't really afford this. Let's not do that. We'll just scale it down a little bit here. Or, oh, we'll do. And then finally, once you get done with it, it's not what you envisioned. Mm. So I learned that right from the get-go. Always stay true to what you want to build, no matter what. Even if you're going to have to stop for a while, save some money. And go back to it, because it won't be what your heart and soul wanted the world to see.
This money thing, the fact that artists can't be funded, that's a whole other subject. I'll get hot again and go off on that. But anyway, if you want to know what we're talking about and learn more about Rob and see some of the pictures, at least for starters, you can go to robertjamesstudio.com. And the S's are in there. Robert James with an S and then studio with an S. So you got two S's in the middle of there, .com. We'll be right back with our guest, Rob Buchholz. And we'll be talking about more art when we come back right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Talk about real people coming together. This is exactly what's happening here. This is a really great moment. This is Filippo, and we're here at Studio NoHo in North Hollywood. And in the studio, in a couple of the rooms, we've got so much going on right now. Because right here, you probably heard his voice. Mark Legere is with us, and we have the pleasure of getting to engage with his friend, who is our guest, Rob Buchholz, who you have heard for sure. And hopefully you've had a chance to see his art. If not, you're going to want to go, I'm sure, to robertjamesstudio.com and see it and be inspired even just from the pictures. A little later on, we've got Chris Kaplan coming on. Some of you might know him as Trickster Guru. He's going to be playing live right here at Studio NoHo right at the end of the show. So stay tuned. Of course, you're not going to want to go anywhere because you're going to want to learn more about Rob, as do I. Is this nurture or environment? Your mom and dad, your grandfather, your grandmother. Let's talk about that. You know where I'm going.
Yeah, no, it's a really I've had the most amazing childhood. My mother and grandmother were both oil painters. Not by profession, but, you know, they studied it. They took classes. They did it amateurly, I guess. And my father and grandfather pounded nails and built houses and were carpenters. I grew up around my father's kitchen table, you know, every night listening to the stories and tribulations of the construction world. And just listening to my mom and her mother talk about, you know, gardening and flowers, and it was such a good balance. But my father was always saying, you know, go to school, get your education. You don't want to work as hard as I have. You know, my back is sore, my hands are sore. Get a nice education, good comfy job.
Mm-hmm. Your hands will be clean.
Yeah.
And here you're sitting with paint from whatever you're working on right now studio.
And so I did that. I went to school, got the degree in business and business law, went out into the world, was spreadsheets and expense accounts and company cars, and just was so unrewarding.
You left that?
It's a great life, but I was at night and in the weekends I was going nuts. I was gotta get this artistic and creative drive out of me. So I'd be out, and I lived in San Francisco at the time, would go out into my shop. Very, very lucky to have a shop in San Francisco. It was more like a one car garage, but I called it a shop, and would go out there and just build and create and try to move this energy that I had in my body, in my brain.
For somebody who wants to build things that are bigger than 10 feet tall, a little shop must have been a hard thing to do.
It was funny. My neighbors would laugh at me, the stuff that I'd try to build out of that little space. They would just, you know, they'd sit out there and watch me just jam these things in there and build stuff. And I mean, I'd have concrete chucks coming in. We'd be having these, you know, 5-yard concrete pours and in this little teeny space. It was just amazing.
Wow.
But that's where I was born, though, as an artist, actually, just out in that shop tinkering, getting that energy out of me. It's super important for everybody, you know, bringing up children and education to have that outlet, at least teach kids how to like have that outlet and create. What to do with it. And because, wow, it's a powerful thing for your mind. I'm really horrible at meditation, really bad at it. I've got so much going on in my head, but this is my meditation, being out in the shop, working with my hands, not really. And then all of a sudden you find out that you're not really thinking about anything. You're just focused on what you're doing. And so, you know, there's so many ways in the world that we can kind of center and ground ourselves. And, you know, art and creating is definitely one of those things.
I'm trying to think, just, I don't know why this came to my mind. So here's this soul out there many, many years ago. And it says, you know, I want to go back, but I've done this and I've been that and done that. I know I want to be an artist, but not like a regular artist. I have to find someone who's, you know, I can learn construction and somebody else who's got the painting, and I'll come down, and it's got to be like in an artistic community. And yeah, them, that couple, I'm going to be born to that couple. That's perfect. And then there you are. How perfect. This all just fell into place.
Yeah. No, my parents let me run feral as a kid too. Just wild. You know, they'd feed me in the mornings and I wouldn't come home until late at night. So really free to explore. And yeah, like I said, perfect childhood.
What are they saying now?
I think they just actually were here last weekend for a visit. They're amazingly supportive. The struggle that I've come through, and 'cause when you start out, you know, when you leave that expense account, and you start as a full-time artist, it's a big, big change. And, you know, I think for any father or mother that see that their son's kind of gone in that direction, they've got to be a little concerned, like, oh, man, that was a really good situation. He's trained and he's ready to do that. And now he's going into poverty and he's going to, you know, go after his dreams. But they were so supportive, you know, as far as my mom drawing my sketches for my proposals to, you know, obviously dad lended me the money whenever I got into a jam, but then also helping and building. And, you know, the first couple projects I did, I couldn't have done it without my parents, because they were out there, hands dirty, you know, concrete in their hair, and just amazing. So
I think you're not only an inspiration, obviously, to other artists, Rob, but, you know, as I think about what this show is about and why we're having the discussion, it's a common theme that we talk about, is that kind of stepping into authenticity and really finding that love within, you know, that passion. And, you know, to me, creativity isn't limited to art, right? It can be business. It can be so many different aspects of what manifests as creativity from a person. But so many people get disconnected from that part of themselves. And so you, having left the business world, and we have some similar stories where we have stepped into areas of our life that are disparate from, you know, where we grew up in our businesses. And it's, you know, something I tip my hat to you to have done it so successfully, and to be making such a big impact on so many people by doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really struggle with making that that success story. It's really hard. You know, I have the trials and tribulations of any small business owner would, you know, probably once a month I'm taking my change jar over to the supermarket to put it in that little bin and get some cash out just so I can go get something to eat or put gas in one of the trucks. It's amazing how up and down the business is, but
and yet you're doing it. Is it because you wouldn't want to do anything else?
No, I tell you, it's the needle in my arm is being able to take that work out and show it to people. The reaction, the feeling that I get when people get to take that moment, just to have this, when I see those people having that moment, it's
the juxtaposition, though. You talk about, you know, success, but I think if you're defining success in terms of impact, in terms of creative follow through, in terms of
living your passion,
living your passion, I'd say you're more successful than most. So hopefully we can bridge the two definitions of success a little bit more closely. But I congratulate you, and you know, hopefully we can support your trip to success a little more by giving you you know, more awareness on our show and seeing your work, you know, adopted further and more worldwide.
RobertJamesStudio.com. RobertJamesStudio.com. actually, where have people seen your work? I know you have two permanent installations around the world, but and you have traveling exhibits.
Yeah.
Where could they have seen it?
We have, I would say probably the most viewed would have to be one of my projects, the very first project that I built. Very first large-scale sculpture I built, we sold to a developer out of New York City. It took a couple years for the deal to go through and permitting and getting drawings together, but we actually put one of my sculptures on top of a high-rise building in Manhattan. So 16th and 8th Avenue in downtown Manhattan, you'll see a large vase with three daisies that are coming out of it, three stainless steel daisies on top of high-end residential building, right next to Google in Manhattan. So that's a great one that anybody could see. We've have another project that we sold to a private collector in upstate New York. We tour quite a bit through the music industry. So we get a lot of we're able to show at Coachella. We've showed a couple of projects at Coachella. We do the Electric Daisy Carnivals every single year that they do them in Vegas. and then we also do, private corporate events. We've done work, in Hong Kong last year in lieu of doing a, Christmas tree in their downtown plaza in Hong Kong. The tourism board had us come in to put in one of our sculptures.
Oh, wow.
For their winter festival season.
Wow. How cool.
That was really cool. Hong Kong last winter, you would have saw it. And we're working on, doing more. We've got a project that we're bidding on in Thailand. We're trying to get into the festival light kind of scene. Every city is starting to get in these festival lights.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Sydney and Singapore, Abu Dhabi, it seems like all these major cities are starting to bring in these light sculptures.
Well, this is exciting. I have a feeling we're going to be seeing your work more and more and more, and I wish that on you. And,
yeah, thanks.
And that jar of coins will be jars of dollars or whatever you want. At RobertJamesStudio.com, when we come back, I know one of your big things is that art is important. And so I'd like to know from you why it's important, why children, you mentioned this earlier, why children should be exposed to it, encouraged to experience it for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. It's important for me to hear your view on that. It really is. Because I think it's important too. I know we all do here in the studio. And then later on, we're going to have Christopher Kaplan, otherwise known as Trickster Guru, who will perform for us live here at Studio NoHo when we come back, all after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
I am Filippo, and we are here at Studio NoHo with our guest, Rob Buchholz, and Mark Leger and I are having a great conversation. And before we left off, I was asking why art? Why is it so important? Why should people care? Why should people still do it? Why should people invest in it? Help fund it?
Mm-hmm. It's, I think before we were talking about music, you know, musical artist and then, you know, visual artist. It's strange that it's not felt to be as important, if not more important. But yeah, I don't know, the art world, the art scene, it's important because it inspires people to think differently, to bring out beauty, the experience of art needs to be, brought out to the world as well. So, yeah, I don't know. Probably the thing that I've noticed about art that it's hard to mimic nature. Nature is, you know, you go outside and you look at a flower and you try to mimic it. It maybe makes you appreciate nature more. And in the world around you and everything that you see and do. So,
the thing that keeps coming up for me is it's the very essence of what we are, really. And the fact that we're even having this discussion to me is frustrating because it's creative energy. Creative energy is what we're really about. So we've gotten kind of a disconnect between what we are as humans and how we're taught as kids to create, to imagine, to share, you know, all these things that are so true to ourselves. And yet it becomes a secondary thing. That you look towards only certain artists, and of course, certainly, you know, everybody has a propensity or a gift, and not everyone is a Rob Buchholz, right? But but there is a creative spirit in everyone, whether they're dancers or writers or they just want to participate in that creation. And I think that's the thing is there needs to be more community to that, and that's, I think, part of what your art does in these festivals too. In these big events, and for those that don't know, some of the events like that you mentioned, EDC and Coachella, I mean, these are tens of thousands of people. These are massive events, massive exposure, and you're creating a massive experience. And that's what we need more of. And I think that's why it's so important. Is it sparks something within? It gets outside of just the simple thinking, but it's the feeling. It's the feeling alive. It's the same thing or a similar thing as you're saying, mimicking of seeing a flower when you're a child. And or as Wish, what a great example of you know, blowing the dandelion seeds as a child, yet re-envisioning that, re-feeling that, you know, revisiting that moment by looking up at your art, you know, and so that to me, it doesn't get any more important than that.
And you know, because of this conversation, I've just come to something. Actually, art already is all around us, and some amazing artists are really, really well paid. It's just that we don't really look at it that way. So we look at the music industry, and we were talking about the music industry earlier, I think before the show, actually, how there are some artists out there that are performers that are making a lot of money. A lot of their music is kind of like, doesn't make you feel good. It kind of makes you want to buy things, right? It makes you kind of want to kill yourself, that kind of stuff. The music that like our guest tonight, who's part of the, you know, the Nicky Jack music, our friend Graham Penniman, who is a curator of artists that are bringing a sense of aliveness and spirit and consciousness, right? He's helping the ones that are not part of that industry. Well, when it comes to art, fashion designers, amazing artists, right? Billboard artists, amazing. Graphic artists, there's some amazing stuff. An artist that, unfortunately, a lot of it's being used to trick people's minds, to buy more things, to feel a certain way about themselves, right? Same thing. So the industry of art is being used just like the industry of music, and it's all around us. But art like yours, like music, like what we're going to hear in a little bit, that is inspiring, that is bringing us to our center and consciousness, that's not as funded at the moment.
Yeah.
That's and that's true. What we can work on together. Yeah,
that's true. My art is definitely based around, you know, feelings that have come from my past and that are coming out of me and onto, you know, the steel worker. You know, it's hard to find that, and it's hard to find that, you know, people would want to support that kind of a vision, because, like you said, it doesn't help sell anything. Or,
right.
That's interesting. I never thought about that.
And neither have I. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
That's a really good point, Philippe, and I think it's something that needs to be reiterated, because there is a definite, you know, driving and empowering the art in a way of giving back, in a way of sharing that experience, in a way of, in essence, lighting the spark within each person that's experiencing that art, as opposed to utilizing that experience as a catalyst for something that's, you know, coming back to, you know, an industry or a business or a product or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, here, more Robert James and more good music and more independent artists, you know, what we can do here at Life Changes to support that. I'm all for it.
I'm all for it. And I'm all for what you're about. What are you going, what are you heading into?
You know, we've been doing a lot of work with the festival circuits, but we're really trying to push more towards, given experiences to, you know, residential clients that have, you know, something that they want to, you know, a piece of property that's special to them, and they want to celebrate that piece of property with, you know, my vision or some work that I've done, or, you know, a combination of two, maybe the residential or the, you know, the client and I get together and we dream up or something, you know, bring something to life that way. We're also kind of trying to look towards bringing some vision and creativity towards the green movement. Right now, you kind of see. Well, I don't know. We want to start bringing solar into our projects and having this functional art that is, you know, beautiful and doing something amazing in
oh, wow.
doing, like I say, inspiring wonder. But also, there's something coming out of it. Producing power.
I was just picturing driving through the desert out there with those windmills, except they're all your flowers.
Well, it could be a flower.
Or even just one.
Or still use the windmills, but let's do something cool with it.
Right.
Like, you know, the Bay Bridge projects up in San Francisco with the lights. Like, you got those things that are turning out in the middle of the desert and having some sort of a light show that's going on that.
Good point.
You know, it's there.
Oh, come on. Who wouldn't want to fund that? Let's fund that.
Yeah, why not? But it's out there. The technology is there. We can just get together and make something a little more cool. It's just, you know, it would be interesting. I would have liked to have seen what the pitch was when they were bringing that project into San Francisco on the Bay Bridge. You know, you've got so many people there. What's that going to do for us? That's going to cause traffic and what, you know, but where's the benefit of it? But I don't know. You've got to bring, you know, there's tons of people that just go down there to look at it. It's so amazing. How do you put a price tag on somebody's moment?
Where does the benefit stop?
For those of you who couldn't see the image because you're not in the room and it's not on camera right now, I just have to say that when Rob was saying, what is the benefit of that? He had his arms crossed. And then when he said, but the wonder, he opened up his arms and the wonder just shone all over his face and body. And that's what the art does.
Yeah.
It opens us up in that way. Yeah. And so I like it I like where you're headed.
Yeah. So we're trying to get into the green energy and bring some life to that. Yeah, have you guys seen the cell phone towers that are around town?
Yeah,
you know, they're kind of mimicking.
No,
a tree.
I haven't seen them because I thought they were just palm trees.
I can make something way better than that.
Right? There you go.
Yeah. So those kind of things. Like,
well,
I think
let's put it out there. Yeah. If you're tired of seeing those palm trees that don't look like palm trees at all,
why can't have a cool piece of art that's functional?
Okay.
So
I'm seeing it.
So that's,
I don't know what it looks like, but I'm seeing it.
Those are my avenues. Those are the drives that I'm trying to do more of.
Street lamps.
Stuff like that.
That's cool. That's big. It's bigger than 10 feet.
And it's functional. It's providing a light or
it's really re-envisioning life as it is, you know. Mm-hmm. There's so much out there that's been kind of in the box, and this is the way we do it, and people stop imagining. So
yeah,
I'd love to see you get your hands on all this kind of stuff. That'd be great.
Well, yeah. driving around Beverly Hills, every once in a while, you'll see, there are a couple houses that have used a particular artist that makes people doing things. Like there's one lady, a statue of a lady picking up the newspaper. There are a couple of people climbing up a ladder or something, and it's art. And you drive in, and I would think those are cool people, and I look at that each time. And if we saw more houses with people having some kind of art out there,
yeah,
that would be really inspiring.
Yeah, no. Tomorrow we're going to do that install that I was telling you guys about, where we've got these 10-foot tall sunflowers that'll be out in front of this house, and it's going to change the street.
Will we be able to see? Is it local?
Will we be able to see it? It's in Sunland. I don't have the specific address on the top of my head, but it's in Sunland. If you guys are driving in Sunland here in Los Angeles area, and you see three big sunflowers out in front yard,
that's Rob.
That's some of our work, and it's gonna. And the homeowners are excited about it because they know that the whole street's going to be buzzing, and the people driving by on their commute every day, they're going to light up every day when they see it. It's just going to be great.
You know, just seeing you light up when you're describing your work or art in general, that's great. Yeah. So, and that's what it's all about. Thank you, Rob, for sharing that light with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
RobertJamesStudio.com if you want to see his work. And hopefully you'll have pictures of the sunflowers.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, they'll be on the website in a couple weeks.
They'll be on the website. All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to have Trickster Guru performing for us right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
So this is really exciting for many reasons. Not only have all of these things happened today, and more is going to happen with our guest, Christopher Kaplan, is going to be performing for us, otherwise known as Trickster Guru. But Life Changes is being invited to participate in all kinds of really cool activities and events and situations. And so we've been invited by Graham Penniman to be part of an event that they're having in Venice at Full Circle on October 9th. So those of you who are listening and you're local, you can come see not only Life Changes, but you could see all kinds of great artists. And it's actually going to be an event that I think starts at 7 and goes to like midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning. It's just going to be a lot of fun. You can go to Rising Appalachia. RisingAppalachia.b as in boy, p as in Paul, t as in Tom, .me. So RisingAppalachia.bpt.me. Now, if you need to know how to spell Appalachia, it's Appalachia. So Nicky Jack Music actually is presenting all of this. Now, Trickster Guru, otherwise known as Christopher Kaplan or the other way around, he's part of Nicky Jack Music. Unfortunately, he won't be there on the 9th, but Josh Royce, who's also part of Nicky Jack Music, will be there, as well as Rising Appalachia. And so let's see. Why don't we just hear some music by Christopher Kaplan. He's a songwriter, performer, and actually he's the man behind Trickster Guru. His music is kind of dark and groovy and indie rock and electronic. And right now it's going to be acoustic right here at Studio NoHo. Christopher Kaplan.
Sure. Thanks. Just to give a quick background on this really quickly, the song's called The Dark Heart of Saturday Night, and I've experienced a series of different traumas behind the wheel of a car and with car accidents, which have given me a little bit of PTSD that I'm dealing with recently. So in order to deal with that trauma, I wrote this song to help heal myself and hopefully heal others with something a bit dark and uplifting.
Nice.
Driving reckless on a Saturday night. Never should have driven, I was high as a kite. Reached into my pocket and I answered the call. Now there's Coca-Cola on the asphalt. Everybody's dancing on a Saturday night. I can see you glowing by the candlelight. We were too young and beautiful to die. You know I never meant to make your mother cry. Feel the spirit moving through ya, moving through ya, moving through ya. Feel the spirit moving through ya. Whatever you do, do not close your eyes. Everybody's dancing on a Saturday night. I can see you glowing by the candlelight. Never should have driven, I was high as a kite. Now I'm swerving straight into the twilight. Mixing Vicodin with the moonshine. Feel the spirit move through your move and through your bones. Feel the spirit move through ya. Behind the wheel you are alone. All that there was left was on the side of the road. The mother and the father and the Holy Ghost. Tell my little brother that I want him to know. Tell my baby girl that I loved her the most. Can you feel my spirit by the police line? A candlelight, a vigil at the scene of the crime. Can you feel my presence? Yeah, it's one of a kind. You know that I will love you till the end of time. Feel the spirit move through ya, move through ya, move through ya. Feel the spirit move through ya, move through ya, move through ya. I'm swerving straight into the twilight. Everybody's moving and the rhythm is tight. Mixing back a dim with the moonshine. Feel the spirit move through your mood and through your bones. Feel the spirit move through you. Behind the wheel you are alone. Thank you.
That's songwriter and performer Christopher Kaplan, otherwise known as Trickster Guru. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to note, after having heard that song, that Christopher disbanded Trickster Guru after the near-fatal accident that he was just singing about in a desert a year before the release of his debut, which was just at the beginning of 2014 here. The EP is called Black and White. If you want to learn more about him, you can go. You can actually listen to his music at SoundCloud.com, Trickster-Guru. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook at Twister Guru. Each of them, respectively. Christopher, thank you for that. I'd like to think that people hearing that will think twice before getting behind the wheel of a car under those kind of circumstances. So thank you. I understand we're going to have the pleasure of hearing another one of your songs.
Sure.
And what are we going to hear now?
This is called The Big Surprise.
The Big Surprise. Now, let me ask you this. Was that song in the Black and White EP, or is that part of the...
This is all new material.
And this is the stuff that's coming out next year?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. And so this one as well.
Okay.
All right.
Me till the bitter end. There is no difference when she changes moods. My baby doll, you should really hear her cat call. There doesn't have to be a wall between me and you. Oh, one of these days you will fly. Live a good life and then die, waiting for the big surprise. Oh. A naked girl is staring through my mirror. I wish that I could touch her, but we're worlds apart. Her glowing skin radiating with the next of kin. The moonlight shone through her eyes and the deepness of her heart. Oh, oh. One of these days you'll see. Maybe when you're old and wise, waiting for the big surprise. One of these days you'll see. Maybe when you're old and wise, waiting for the big surprise. Spread out my ashes over the ocean and plant me like a seed. I will live forever, yes, I will be alive in your smile. Your smile. Waiting for the surprise. Day. Everything has been going my way. I get down on my knees and pray at the altar of your name. Your flowing dress brings me images of sacred sex from generation to the next. You should know that you're the days you will fly, live a good life and then die, waiting for the big surprise. I zone.
spread out my ashes over the ocean and plant me like a seed. I will live forever, yes, I will be alive in your smile, your smile. Live a good life and die.
Christopher Kaplan. Thank you so much. You know, Christopher, this is the first time that we've done this, and I didn't know I was going to feel like this, but I feel like we need a two-hour show if we're going to do this, because I'd love to sit down and have a conversation with you and find out more of where all this stuff comes from. You're really good.
Thank you.
Trickster Guru. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook, Trickster Guru. If you want to hear his music, go to soundcloud.com, and that's at /Trickster-Guru. What a pleasure. His EP is Black and White. It's already out. Came out at the beginning of this year. He's got two more coming out next year. Get on it. Get to know him. Follow him around. Where do you post where you're going to be next and all that stuff?
Well, I'm actually sort of on a bit of hiatus from performing right now, working on this two electronic-oriented EPs.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and a big thank you to Graham Penniman and Nikki Jack Music. And for those of you who want to see other artists like, well, they're all very different, but all very good, Josh Royce and Rising Appalachia, they're going to be in Venice at Full Circle. Go to risingappalachia.bpt.me to learn about that event. We're going to be there as well, happily. Thank you so much, Christopher Kaplan, and to our guest, Rob Buchholz, our new friend, Robert at jamesstudio.com. Remember him. And a big thank you to our friends at BBS Radio and to Brent Hahn at Studio NoHo. This has been a great pleasure. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.